Welcome to the Crying in My Cheesecake podcast, where we are in pursuit of living life abundantly, not held back by our body size nor symptoms, nor are we held back by our hurts, habits, or other obstacles in life. Learn the secrets to crush it in your health, wellness, relationships, and spiritual life. I am Danielle, your host and practitioner, and in this episode, I am sharing that I did something really hard on Monday. It was scary, and it was very, very hard for me to do. But before I dive into that, I was just going to share with you that this week, the Wilderness of Wellness is open. The doors are open to the Wilderness of Wellness, and I am stoked to be welcoming the ladies in this week as they are looking for connection. They are looking for real health. They're not looking for the next fad. They're not looking for the next dieting program that overpromises and underdelivers. These ladies inside the Wilderness of Wellness have felt stuck. They're caught in the endless cycle of searching for the right diet, the right fitness plan, the right wellness practice, only to end back up where they started, which was disappointed and disillusioned. They're overwhelmed by responsibilities like juggling work, family, personal lives. It feels like there is no time for self-care, so you're constantly running on empty. These ladies are longing for community support. The journey toward wellness feels lonely. It's not just lonely, it's also daunting, especially when you're walking it alone. You don't have someone in your house or someone in your sphere of influence that understands what you're going through and can celebrate with you that even the little win of, oh my gosh, it was such a busy day, but I got my water in. Like people like that, we need people around us that will uplift us and understand us, understand where we are. And the ladies also coming in are craving a personalized approach. They are tired of one size fits all solutions like templates or points or, you know, good and bad lists of food. And it just feels so overwhelming to even start a wellness journey all over again, right? It feels that way. But I want you to know that the ladies inside this group and me, we all understand the struggles. We understand it firsthand. And that's why I've created this sanctuary for people and women just like you. I say people, but it's actually only for women. Here you'll find the community that supports and uplifts you, provides you personalized guidance, provides you that tailored experience through all the resources and tools you need to get the results that you deserve. It's also going to provide you the immersion experiences with me where you get access to me in personal coaching and support. And I just really want to make sure that you know that the doors are open from until April 6th of 2024. If you are not on or in April, by April 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern time, you will not be eligible to join our in-person retreat. Now, in-person retreats are phenomenal. They are a lot of work behind the scenes, but this is going to be a very curated experience, an immersive experience for my Wilderness of Wellness ladies. It is a time for bonding, deeper bonds that go beyond what we can understand. It is a time for treatment and sanctuary and relief and restoration and all of the things. You will be taught by me, by a couple of guests. You will also have opportunities to have different treatments going or treatments done to you, holistic treatments done to you. And most of the meals are included. There's going to be experiences on teaching about meals, experiences of teaching about non-alcoholic drinking, and all of those things. So if you would like to get in the Wilderness of Wellness before the doors close, please make sure you head to the show notes and find that link. If you are listening to this on replay and the doors are already closed and you're like, I really think that this is a space for me, still go to that link down there, but there will be a wait list that you can join and ensure that you can be there when the doors open again. All right, now that that's over, let's talk about what I did that was really hard on Monday. And I promise you it's all connected to what I just shared about the Wilderness of Wellness. On Monday, let's back up. So the thing that I did on Monday happened, but let me give you the backstory. In 2019, I became a macronutrition coach. It was February 2019, and I saw how food can affect my body. And I saw that that was attainable and it's lifestyle wise, but there was something else that happened. So as I became a macronutrition coach, it wasn't just for me. I wanted to share it with other people. So I created my own business, the Crying in My Cheesecake business, and I became a nutrition coach. And a nutrition coach is fun. It gave me so much experience of being working one-to-one with people. In fact, that's all I did. I only worked one-to-one with people while I was a nutrition coach. I didn't do group coaching. I didn't think that was fun. None of that. I also became a personal trainer and began writing workouts, and I loved every bit of it. And then I saw how good my people were doing with their weight, because that's mostly what new macros are, is it's about weight loss, right? That's weight loss or weight gain. That's basically learning how to eat for your body, right? So then I went on and I'm like, okay, but there are some things I'm still struggling with some of my clients. I'm like, I need to know, you know, how can I help them choose foods that actually support their bodies? So for me, for example, I'm not going to say anything about my clients, but for me, for example, I was at my leanest that I had been in years, like years. And I was also at my strongest. And I was having, for the first time in a very long time, cystic acne breakouts. Cystic acne goes along your jawline, and it's usually along your neck. And I would get them all the way around my neck. And it was awful. It took me back to when my brother was really young and I was going, I think I was in middle school. Yeah, I was in middle school. And knowing what I know now, Hashimoto's PCOS, I know this now, but I was having those same acne flare-ups when I was in middle school. And so my mom, of course, went and, you know, called the doctor and got me some of the creams. The creams didn't work. But then by the time I was 15, I was put on birth control and magically all my symptoms disappeared for a while. Anyway, all that to say that I was having all that cystic acne come back. I was eating perfectly in my macros. My workouts were perfect. I was doing everything right according to macronutrition coaching. So I was like, there's got to be something else. So I went and became a nutritional therapy practitioner. And boy, did I learn how food affects the body and how it supports the cells, like literally down to the cells and the types of food we eat and all of that fat-free stuff that I was eating while macronutrition coaching, and how that was terrible for me, and how the low cholesterol and low sodium was not working for me, and the low fat and all of that was not working for me. And that was actually a problem because I don't have a gallbladder. So I learned how to help my liver produce enough bile to break down the fats I was eating. So then magically I started absorbing my nutrients then, because it takes fat to absorb your nutrients. So moving forward, I was still doing one-to-ones and kind of started creating this little space, I would call it, a community of sorts, where there was just resources in there and people could post accountability things and all of that. But it really wasn't anything. It wasn't anything that was just super organized, I would say. Then 2022 happened and I had my best year in business. And I loved, loved, loved every bit of my work until my work overtook me. And I learned in October of 2022, when I was 2 months from a stroke and I had labs done that caught it for me, but I was having panic attacks again. And I hadn't had that since I was in my early 20s, I was over 300 pounds at the time, and I just was miserable. And I knew that I didn't have the previous year. In 2022, I knew that I didn't have any plaque buildup in my arteries. I knew I didn't have any heart issues, right? Like, I had gone and had all the scans done because my endocrinologist, whom I see every year, a traditional modern medicine endocrinologist, he has me go and check every few years and make sure just what my cardiac health looks like and get that. I think it's called like the know your numbers thing, but it's deeper, and they do ultrasounds and they do imaging on all of your arteries, check your blood pressure at all points in your body, all the things. If you haven't done that, I would recommend doing that. I think most hospitals offer it for like $46. So worth it. So worth for a peace of mind, especially if you're someone with heart disease in your family, you have Hashimoto's thyroid problems, you've been told you have cholesterol issues. It would just be worth looking into. Even if you don't have these things in your life, it might be worth going and getting that checked if you have a very high stress life. And if you're listening to this, you probably do have a high stress life, because the way we define stress in America is a lot different than the way that stress really is. Stress is anything that affects the body affects our lives. And it can simply be not sleeping every night. It could simply be that we have a poor marriage right now. It could be that work, everything in life just kind of sucks, but we're pushing through. It could be the quality of food you're eating, all of that. So go get your heart checked, by the way. Just go get your heart checked, please. Please go get your heart checked. So I knew that my arteries were fine and I knew that everything was fine, but I'm like, why on earth am I 2 months from a stroke according to my mineral loss and according to all of these things, right? So I began a protocol on myself and started working through that, getting my stress levels down. I stopped dieting, stopped eating anything low fat, started eating more raw dairy, eating more meat, adding more meat, like quality saturated meat, fatty meats in my life. And so last year, 2023, I started naturopathic school. And I tested out of a lot of classes, which makes me feel good about myself. But I started naturopathy because nutritional therapy had its limitations as well. And I wanted to know why. I wanted to be able to treat myself, my family, and others. I wanted to treat this. I don't want to be talking just about nutrition anymore. I don't want to just be talking about food anymore. Because our health is actually a full picture of our whole life. Wellness is the pursuit of health in all areas of life. So it's not just our food. And I was very limited in food with nutrition coaching. I was very limited to lifestyle things and nutrition things in nutritional therapy. But with becoming a traditional naturopathic doctor, which I am, I proudly own that title right now. With that, I'm able to help treat these things and find the root cause. So when I say treat, what I really mean is supporting your body to heal itself. And in order to do that, I have to find the root cause. I look at labs. I look at your full health history. I listen to your story. I listen to how your life is. I listen to all the things. And nothing is a templated, you know, makeover of life of anything fast. But it gives me so much joy to hear things like when my patients inside my office say to me, "Oh my gosh, Danielle, I am sleeping so much better and I feel like I'm actually laughing again." One patient was like, "Oh my gosh, I didn't realize I wasn't smiling for probably 6 months and now I am because my jaws hurt, my face hurts from smiling so much." I have others that have had massive IBS issues and go to functional doctors or functional nurse practitioners and they have had no progress. They've only had like, "Well, this works. Maybe it was this food." And like, that's the thing, is they keep thinking it's this food. And that might be for some people, but that's actually not the case for this one patient of mine. His was not about a specific food. His was about a specific calorie intake and how it was spread out throughout the day because of some other health things that he had done, procedures he's had done in the past. And his metabolism doesn't work properly with a nuked thyroid and so forth. So all that to say, last week, I actually had a gal pop in and ask if she could have a quick consult with me. And I'm like, "Absolutely, that's totally fine." And so I talked to her and she'd been to functional nurse practitioners and some other functional doctors and things. And she has, the name of it escapes me at the moment, but she has a couple of diagnoses and gastroparesis. And she also has one other thing and I can't remember. Anyway, hypermobility. And so I went ahead and I quickly, you know, took down some health history and I muscle tested her. I'm sorry, she came in last month for an actual appointment. And then she came in for a quick consult with me last week and said, "I have worked with so many people and they claim to offer support and help." And they did. They got me to where I'm at now. But she was like, "I have never felt this good this fast." And so she was just so grateful to work with me. It is that kind of stuff that makes me excited to do my job. It makes me excited to grow. And this opportunity to be a traditional naturopathic doctor also allows me to continue to grow my skills and enhance different treatment methods or modalities and support for my patients. And, you know, with that gal last week that came in, that was inspiring. But then another gal was like, you know, she hadn't had sex with her husband in maybe a year, almost a year. Maybe 9 months or so. And because she did not feel good, mentally, physically. Her metabolism was low. She's just not feeling or wasn't feeling good about herself. And she could not get herself in that space. And to me, that's a lifestyle issue, but it's also something else underneath. And she finally was able to connect with her husband. And it just, those stories of restoration and pieces of healing, I could not get as a nutritional therapy practitioner or as a nutrition coach. So all that to say, on Monday, I did something very scary. I sent my one-to-one nutrition coaching patients or clients, my one-to-one nutrition coaching clients, an email. And I have made the very conscious decision to niche down into what I'm going to offer in my services now. And I'm only offering two things. Work with me as your naturopathic doctor, or work with me in the wilderness of wellness. And the wilderness of wellness is like my nutrition coaching, but it's so much more. It encompasses every piece of what I brought to the table, just like I would one-to-one, but in a group setting. And it's very much self-paced. And I am so proud of what's in there. I have tears. I'm so proud of what's in there. And it's not because of me. It's because of the blessing that I've had the opportunity to explore and use my gifts of learning and teaching and regurgitating. And like one of you here that's a listener told me a couple weeks ago now, that my gift is to take all this information in, filter it, sort it out, everything for you, and then regurgitate it in a way that makes sense for you to actually apply and put it in your life. And that's what the Wilderness of Wellness is. It is a space for you to get the support you need, the community you need, and everything. The best of my one-to-one coaching packages is in there. Whereas as a traditional naturopathic doctor, I am able to serve you in much deeper ways, in much more healing ways. And it's exciting to take the time and be able to do that and so forth. But it was scary to send that message. And I wonder if this hits home with you. Not the fact that I had to send the message or chose to send the message, but I wonder if there's something scary that you need to do, but you're afraid to do it because of the consequences, because of what others might think or others' responses. I came home from my retreat, and I've talked about retreat already in this episode because I am hosting a retreat. In the retreat that I went to in Australia in March, a lot of my messaging that I brought home was to let go. And I thought I had pruned things from last year, but it's time to go even deeper. And sometimes we have to let go of good things that aren't good right now. And while I may be good at nutrition coaching and at that former package that I had, it doesn't bring me as much joy as seeing these lives changed in this manner, in much deeper ways. Ordering labs, seeing people's livelihoods change, their work performance change, seeing the connections and the sisterhoods that they're creating, the network, the hard questions they're able to ask me, which means that they're asking themselves these things. I think it's so empowering to see that. It's so empowering and freeing for me to see it as well, because it means that I'm helping be a catalyst in people's change and growth. And you know, the other day I was talking to a friend and I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's so hard to get people to even care about their health and wellness. It's so hard to do that because I see people putting money out for expensive dog training programs and memberships. They're buying these memberships that are expensive. People are paying for Instacart? People can afford Instacart monthly fees or yearly fees, but they won't put that into themselves and their health and wellness. People can afford to get their nails done, but they won't put their health and wellness first. And I started thinking about that because I'm like, oh shoot, I need to do some inner reflection here too. And I also let go of personal training, not necessarily writing workouts, but for personal training. because I got so involved and wrapped up in being pulled in so many ways, not only nutrition coaching, but nutritional therapy, and then my naturopathic place, and then the wilderness of wellness. But I was also writing workouts, and I was scripting workouts and creating personal training workouts for people. And those workouts, all of that being so stretched, I wasn't taking care of me. I was honest. I knew I wasn't, but I could be doing better, or I could have been doing better. So by letting go of certain things in my business and certain package offerings, it's afforded me to go back into that leadership role of leading by example, cooking dinner for my family. I didn't think I was going to cry. I have missed cooking dinner for my family because I put my job and packages above my family, which means the food is not as nutritious as it needs to be for me and not as balanced macronutrient-wise and protein-wise for me. I have put my workouts on the back burner, or if I do get to them, which I do get to them at least 2 times a week, if I do get to them, they're not quality. I feel like I'm wasting my time. When did it ever become okay for me to say I'm wasting my time when I'm working on me? Because I spread myself so thin. I needed to get very real, and I'm hoping this sits home with you that are listening. I needed to get very honest with myself and what my life is actually like right now. Not what I can do, not what I quote unquote should be doing or what I feel obligated to do, but take a real hard look at what my life is like for real. What's bringing me joy and what's not? What is allowing me to love my family well and still get joy doing my job? And that is my nutrition or my naturopathic packages. So you can work with me as a new patient. All the links are going to be down below. If you've been a patient before of mine and have already done all the intake, you can purchase a follow-up package below. You can do them individually as well, but you save a lot of money if you buy the package. You can do the packages for that. Or if you are a woman who is described like I described earlier in this episode, that is longing for that community, does want that nutrition coaching and that nutrition support, you can join the Wilderness of Wellness. The Wilderness of Wellness is open until April 6th of 2024. But if you head to that page and you're listening to this later, you are welcome to join that wait list. I cannot wait to see you inside one of my 2 offerings. And I cannot wait to see you jump into doing something hard. And hey, if you do something hard or make a hard decision, or this sits and hits with you today as you're listening, why don't you send me a DM on Instagram at Crying in My Cheesecake and tell me you listened to this episode. Tell me what was stirring in you as you listened to me share a very vulnerable story. I wasn't going to talk about this. And then I walk into the office today. This episode was actually going to be something completely different. But I walk in this episode today and I'm like, you know what? Someone needs to hear that it's okay to let go of something that's good, but not good right now. So come find me on Instagram at Crying in My Cheesecake. And if you are interested in working with me, you want to see some of the things that I do, come check the show notes below. In those show notes, I have links to emailing me. I have links to my Instagram. I have links to my free First Steps Clinic, which is just a clinic that's emailed to you as like a class or whatever that's emailed to you so that you can do your own assessments and things. I have a few supplements that are good for everybody on there. But check out the show notes. And if you would do me a huge favor, if you could leave this podcast a review or a 5-star review, give it 5 stars and leave it a written review. I would really appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful day and know it is safe to let go.